house was built as a private residence in the 1880s with the finest materials. Few houses with such charm and stability are being built anymore. Her glance landed on Tierney Jones specifically. This is just one of the reasons it should be preserved. The house is periodically inspected and repairs taken care of. We had a windstorm recently. She looked up, nodding with her chin. The loose shingle and other repairs to the roof will be seen to soon. She saw no reason to mention that the late owner, Otis Peake, had died in an unfortunate tumble from the roof. It was believed he was trying to fix it himself, rather than part with the money to have a professional roofer do the job. "May we have a look inside the house?" a rosy-cheeked little woman in a red hat and purple pantsuit asked. The lady's friend, holding her own red hat to allow a warm breeze to rifle her gray hair, asked, "My goodness, can we see the bed where Clark Gable slept? When I was a lot younger, he was my favorite actor. I don't know how many times I saw Gone with the Wind, but my husband, bless his soul, claimed it was too many." She grinned, jealous, I guess, of that good-looking Clark Gable. The smaller of the two women swatted at her fellow Red Hatter. "My husband had a mustache like Gable's. I had high hopes, but that's as far as the resemblance went." Celia laughed with the others. "I'm sorry, we can't go inside today. Normally the tour would include tea and cookies provided by the owner." She sobered. "But recently he passed away. Otis Peake, the crotchety old miser, should never have been on the roof in the first place." She told her group, "An out-of-state relative who inherited Gable House asked that it be sold, after a bit of cleaning and repair. But there's nothing seriously wrong with this sweet old house. And if Pass Creek's Heritage Club had their way, they would be buying Gable House as soon as enough funds could be raised. The house would be open soon to prospective buyers, would it not?" Celia didn't want to answer, hated the shrewd expression on the Jones woman's face as she surveyed the mansion. Celia told her, "I believe Flag Realty will be showing it." She hurried on to add a bald-faced lie. "However, the property is already spoken for and may be unavailable." Darn this Mrs. Jones woman, who appeared well off enough to buy Gable House 3 times over if she wanted. If she did buy it, would she then fulfill her suggestion that it be destroyed? Or was that just an offhand, meaningless remark, and Celia needed to calm her overactive imagination? Swallowing against a dry throat, Celia said, "Gable House is a superb example of this version of Queen Anne Victorian architecture. Note the steeply pitched roof lines, like different-sized cones, the prominent front-facing gable adorned with textured shingles and the fancy wood trim on the columned porch and side porch." Minutes later, she led the group along the stone paths that bounded and crisscrossed the spacious estate. Now, in late May, red azalea and pink rhododendron bushes bloomed profusely on the grounds. The sun was shining brightly again. "There's a story told," Celia began as they circled to see a blooming orchard in back, "that after Clark Gable became famous, he slipped into Oregon with his wife, Carol Lombard, to show her this place. They were here for only a couple of days, but they slept in the master bedroom and breakfasted on the side porch behind the rose trellis you see there. He picked roses for her in the rose gardens that were planted by the original owner, Hannah Blake, decades ago." A Red Hatter knuckled at moisture in her eyes. "How romantic! A fairy tale place!" the other Red Hatter exclaimed and hugged her friend. "All of that," Celia nodded with conviction, taking a moment to wave at elderly Mrs. Kemp, who watched through a gap in tall shrubbery that separated her cottage from Gable House. She was a dear old soul, one of Pass Creek's